Hello.
Yeah, hi, hello. Good evening, sir. This is Walter speaking. I'm calling from the Opinion and Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with James?
This is him.
Hey, James, thank you. James, I will start. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? Masonry industry?
A few years now.
2 years? Can you, state more likely up to your head, how many years?
Like five.
Five? Okay. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Would that be, for example, I have a list, refractory bricklayer, tile setter, bricklayer, PCC restoration, stonemason, plaster, cement mason, marble mason, mason helper or finisher, tile or
It would
marble.
Be bricklayer.
Bricklayer? Okay.
Yep.
Great. And on the last job that you worked on, were you a improver, finisher, or helper, apprentice, journey-level mechanic, foreman?
I'm a journeyman.
Okay, great. Now, and yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yeah.
Okay. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work? Over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Only about a week.
About a week, okay. And years from now, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Nope, not yet.
No? Okay. And years from now, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
No? Okay. And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
For all-around construction, more.
More construction projects, okay. And do you get the sense that there were fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Probably fewer.
Probably fewer. Okay.
Yeah.
And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
I guess.
Okay. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Well, say that one more time.
For sure. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked on the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
A steward?
Yes. A steward appointed by the union on any of them, right? On any of the work?
Nope.
No? Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Oh, okay, that's what you're talking about. Crew leader? Yes.
Okay. And thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, privately through your state or local government, or do you not know?
It would probably be state government.
State or local? Okay. Now, thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployed than now, about the same, or more unemployed than now?
There's going to be more layoffs in the next 12 months, yeah.
More than now, okay. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
With inflation and the prices of everything, probably get worse.
Okay. switching gears a bit, okay, thinking about your work on the job side, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job? And I will start, because I do have a little list here, with unsafe power tools, careless people.
No, I'll save your breath, man. We do safety meetings and stretch and flex every morning. We go through all of our stuff, and we have a mapped out plan on all of our tools and stuff if anything goes bad.
So no real safety concerns.
No, they are very, very safety implemented.
Right. So we can say that it's really safe.
Yes.
Okay. Now, Yersinel, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No, I have not.
Okay. Now, for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. And I will start with union organizing. Is that a yes? Is that a no?
No.
No? Okay. And we'll continue with picketing. Is that a yes? Is
nope.
that a no? Nope. And also political canvassing.
No.
No. Okay. Now, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regular?
Okay. We have it regularly.
Right, regularly? Okay.
Yeah.
And now, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Okay. Please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source you are the most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source you're the least likely to get your news from. And I will start with radio, print or online newspaper, cable news, friends and neighbors, local TV news programming, and the internet or social media. Which of this will be the number one, the most likely for you to get the news from?
The internet.
The internet?
Social media and the internet, yep.
Number two?
Probably family.
Pardon me?
Family, friends. That
oh,
kind
friends
of thing.
And neighbors. Right.
Yep.
Number three, we have radio, the print or online newspapers, and the cable news, local TV news programming. So what would be
cable.
Number three for you? Cable. Number four?
Yep. Newspaper.
Newspaper. Okay. And number five?
Would be the last one, whatever's left.
Oh, it could be radio or the local TV news programming.
Probably radio.
Radio will be the number five. And number six will be, which is the local news programming. Okay, perfect. Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Jobs and the economy. Healthcare, education, the environment, immigration, foreign policy, support for labor unions, or something else?
Healthcare.
Pardon me? Oh, you said
healthcare?
Right. Now, as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
I might have heard about it, but I haven't glanced at it now.
So you have heard some about it, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Will you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Very important, right. To continue, generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act?
To tell you the truth, bro, I'm not political like that, so I don't think either one does a very good job.
All right, no worries. Now, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? The GM Ford and Steve Yannis or the United Auto Workers?
Yeah.
Well, the one that you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or the GM Ford and Steve Yannis?
The union workers.
Okay, perfect. And please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. And we're going to start with his job as president overall. Do you approve strongly, approve somewhat, or disapprove somewhat, or disapprove strongly?
Disapprove strongly.
Disapprove strongly. Okay. What about healthcare? Joe Biden has done, right, with healthcare. Do you approve strongly, somewhat, or
I don't even notice that he's done anything with it, so I would have to disapprove.
No worries. Oh, so you will disapprove strongly on this one? On healthcare?
Yep.
By Joe Biden? And what about the support for labor unions?
Yeah. Like I said, I haven't seen much of a difference come from his side this entire time, so I'll disagree. Yep.
That'll be disapproved strongly, too. What about the economy, immigration, and foreign affairs, as well by Joe Biden, has done with each of this, right? Do you approve strongly for the economy? Someone approve or disapprove?
No.
No?
I disagree.
Disagree? What about the immigration?
Well, he's kind of more relaxed about that now, so...
So you will disapprove somewhat or approve somewhat?
Somewhat, yes.
Disapprove or approve?
Approve somewhat.
Approve somewhat? Okay. What about foreign affairs?
I don't really follow that, so I would have to disapprove somewhat.
Disapprove somewhat, okay. Now, we're about 70% complete, so we're almost there. Now, do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job?
Yes. I disapprove.
You disapprove strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Yes. Strongly.
Strongly disapprove? Okay. And are you registered to vote?
Yeah, I think so, yep.
Okay. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
Chance 50-50.
50-50. Okay.
Depends on who's running.
Right. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom will you vote?
I would have to go with Trump.
Republican Donald Trump? Okay.
Yep.
And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement and security, and safety?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, turning back to BAC, will you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Excellent.
Excellent. Okay. Now,
I have a problem. My union's great.
Great. Now, we're 80% complete, so we're almost there. And how will you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Will that be poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
We'll do good. I don't know much about the international one. I haven't went overseas, so.
Right. Now, for your own opinion, and how could the union best improve its representation and service? Up to your head?
What's that?
Up to your head?
Basically, just represent more. They're doing a great job, but they just got to be out there more, I guess. I didn't know about them, so.
So they are doing a great job?
Yeah, they're doing a great job.
Represent more? Well, they are doing a great job, okay.
Yeah, they're doing a great job.
Okay. And as your own opinion as well, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Protection of their employees.
Protection for their employees.
Yeah, not just like safety and stuff like that, but for just life, you know.
So because I'm actually your opinion is really important, so I'm actually tapping it down as you're stating your opinion. So it just plays down here protection for their employees. Fair enough?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Would that be with just text message, email, mail, union meetings, job site?
Text or email. Either one works just fine.
Okay. Well, do you rather email or a text message?
A text message is easy.
Okay. Now, how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never, once a year, a couple of times a year, or four or more times a year?
A couple of times a year.
A couple of times a year?
Yep.
Okay. Alrighty, and we're 90% complete, so we're almost done, but I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Undecided.
Undecided?
Yep.
Okay. And do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or the Democrats Party?
Probably Republican, I think.
Pardon me?
Maybe a Republican, I guess.
Okay. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race? Is that white Caucasian, black African American, Latino Hispanic, Asian American, Pacific Islander, Native American, other?
I'm white, or Caucasian.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
James DeMars.
James, thank you very much. This concludes our survey, and thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is really important. Okay? Be safe. Take care. Have a good one.
You too.
All right. Thank you, James. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.